This is the Kathy Durant Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. I'm Kathy Irby Durant. Tonight we have an exciting guest. He's a celebrity artist. His name is Clarence Hunselman Pointer. He has some of the most unique art I've ever seen, of some of the most amazing entertainers in history, and also public figures. You'll meet the man, you'll hear about his journey when we come back. Stay with us.
Derek!
Go wash up and grab your sister.
Okay, but first...
Hey, Mama.
Ma.
I'm worried about Mom.
Mom? She's fine. These are the ones, right, Mom?
Yeah. Groundlings.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Daddy? It's salty.
Grandma's just getting old. Some things come with age.
And some don't.
Early detection of Alzheimer's can lead to better care for your loved one. Learn the early warning signs at 10signs.org.
Golden & Vintage has amazing jewelry and watches designed for everyday wear with personalized details, bespoke designs, and vintage-inspired treasures that stand out. It's a truly unique collection built on exceptional craftsmanship, premium materials, and careful finishing, so your jewelry feels as lasting as the memories it marks. Find your signature piece or create a gift they'll never forget at goldenandvintage.com, where you'll get an extra 25% off using the code Kathy at checkout.
And we're back. Thank you for watching the Kathy Durant Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. My guest tonight is a celebrity artist. His name is Clarence Hunselman Pointer. We'll see how you earned that name during this interview. Hi, Clarence.
Hello there. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being a guest on the Kathy Durant Show.
I'm honored.
So am I. Your art is amazing. It doesn't even seem real. Tell us about how you became... I call it art, but you call it drawings. Tell us about the whole process and how you got started.
Well, you know, as an early age, I was born with this. It's nothing I discovered. It was in me, and it came out. And all we really had back in the day in Alabama was pencils, right? We couldn't afford paint and watercolor and all kinds of stuff like that. So I picked up the pencil and started drawing images. I never had the stick figure syndrome. I skipped past that, drawing right to images. They weren't as profound as they are today. But, I knew I had a gift even back then, and I just took it and rode with it.
Now, you received awards as a child, a young child, for drawings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, back in the day, they had a drum hit images in the TV guide. So I did a lumberjack, a pirate, I think, it's an entity out of Minnesota. So I won twice, a $15 check, a $25 check.
It was
talk of the town, right? So that was huge. Then I also got entered into fairs. Local contest and community. I always would win first place, second place, you know. So it was just one of those things where it kind of took root. And when you see a few Benjamins come in along the way, it kind of inspires you to continue to do it to see how it's going to all play out.
So would you say you got really serious about art when you went to the military? You were in the Air Force, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was serious before, but then I had a hiccup. I went to a junior college. I never had art classes before. and I got a B in that art class. And that B devastated me. And I really stopped drawing for like 2 years until I joined the Air Force. And while I was in the Air Force, it got rekindled from a nudge, a push, a shove. all that from the sergeant who saw me doing some art in my dorm room and suggested that I have art in the for Black History Month at the library. And I was very reluctant, apprehensive, didn't want to do it. So he kind of like said, you know what? Every day between 5 and 5:30, I'm gonna bang on your door until you say yes. So he did. Monday,
you
Tuesday,
talk about
Wednesday,
demand.
Thursday. Right. So on the Friday of that week, I just left the door wide open. And he was like, so you give it in? You submitting? I said, yeah, anything to keep you from knocking on my door. So that was the beginning of me getting back into the art again, and the rest is history.
Well, now, speaking of the military, one of your most iconic drawings was of Rosa Parks. Tell us how that all happened.
Well, it's a bittersweet story. I knew she was coming to my base. It was Air Force Base in California for Black History Month. And I told my wife at the time, I said, well, see my wife for 34 years almost.
Oh, month. Congratulations.
I said, I'm going to do a drawing of Rosa Parks. I'm going to present it to her, but I have no idea how it's going to happen. So about 3 weeks before she arrived at the base, I got a phone call from one of the big wigs from NASA Aerospace, Mr. Art Nash. He calls me up about 7 o'clock one evening and says, Clarence, listen, I've been talking to the auxiliary boards and committees and was wondering if you had time to do a portrait of Rosa Parks to present to her at the Officers Club luncheon. I'm like, what?
That's a big deal.
Now, mind you, I'm 99% done. All I got to do is sign my name. And he says, we're going to pay you roughly about $250. That was not really changed back in 1993. But even though they didn't have any money at all, I still was going to do it because of the prestige of it all. But I had one stipulation, one condition to him. I said, it has to go from my hand to her hand, not some general, not some colonel, not some hotshot from NASA, GS-55, my hand, her hand. He said, no problem. I said, great. I'll come by tomorrow to pick up my check. So hung up the phone, signed it, deal's done, get to the event. And I'm on the platform with Rosa Parks and make the presentation. She says, oh, this is so lovely. Thank you, young man. And she reached up to give me a kiss on this right dimple here. So,
Not on the dimple.
So, cameras was flashing. You know, it was a big deal for me. I was on Cloud 29. So it's great so far, but it turns sideways quick. The following Friday is when the base paper comes out. And I just knew that I was going to be in there somewhere with Rosa Parks, nothing. I'm not even sure my name was even mentioned. You know, I was a low ranking.
That's a downer. What was your rank at that time?
I was E4. E4 at the time. So Monday, God spoke to me. He says, Pencil Man, so what's a big G? I'm calling Big G, right? He says, I know you won't, but I need you to go to the building where they produce the papers and ask the clerk at the front desk for a negative of an image of you and Rosa Parks. I said, God, we the man, but you know what? Today, I'm not going to be a being today. No, I'm not going over there. If I go over there, I'm going to say something crazy and get kicked out of the military. And God was like, you know what?
You were warm. You were warm. I can't even say the word.
He said, look, I got two things for you. One, he's going to have a negative. Two, she's going to be at lunch between 12 and 1 o'clock. So go over there and, you know, seek the negative. To this day, there's heel prints of him dragging me to that building.
Because I didn't want to go.
And it's still to this day. And my ears still hurt from him dragging to that building that day, right?
What a story. Wait a minute, dragging you and your pride.
And my pride. But the end result, I get there. She's at lunch, like you said. And the clerk came back with a negative from what you see today on social media of me standing there, Rosa Parks. I want to believe I'm the only person on the planet to ever do a portrait of her and present to her in person.
Whoa, what an accomplishment.
That's what I'm saying.
Awesome.
So I have receipts. Whoa.
Yeah, you do have receipts. And we're going to hear about some of your other receipts after the break. Stay awesome. With us.
Golden & Vintage has amazing jewelry and watches designed for everyday wear with personalized details, bespoke designs, and vintage-inspired treasures that stand out. It's a truly unique collection built on exceptional craftsmanship, premium materials, and careful finishing, so your jewelry feels as lasting as the memories it marks. Find your signature piece or create a gift they'll never forget at goldenandvintage.com, where you'll get an extra 25% off using the code Kathy at checkout.
What's up, NFL fans? Quarterback Josh Dobbs here. You may know me as the Pastronaut. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time. I've always loved space and football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing, and getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. Space isn't just for the astronauts.
It's for all of us.
It's not just for engineers like myself.
It's for teachers,
students,
designers, mechanics,
scientists,
and millions of football fans across the world.
3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down, I'm too fly. This is my time.
Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community, so be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. After all, there are no limits when there are footprints on the moon. There ain't no doubt in my mind. This is my time. Find your place in space. Space for All.
And we're back. Thank you for watching the Kathy DeLonge Show. I have a very exciting guest tonight. He's been talking about his art, one of the most famous pictures he's ever sketched, one of the best drawings of Rosa Parks, and what it took to do a portrait of her, and what it took to take a picture with her that's in history to this day. Welcome back, Clarence. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Kathy DeLonge Show. Now, in this segment, I want to hear about some of the other iconic drawings you've done. I can name a few. I saw one of Jay Leno that was incredible. You got to tell me how you got a chance to draw one of the most famous men in talk TV history.
Oh, absolutely. I said, well, they all derive from building relationships that stand the test of time. But one of my friends has an association with one of the musicians on the Tonight Show. So the idea of creating a written for Jay was presented to him, and the band members actually commissioned me to do this piece as a parting gift to Jay Leno. So
so you were a part of his departure from late night TV?
Yes. So it was
that's
amazing.
Big.
The experience was second to none. I mean, the whole experience, driving up to the guard shack, they already had our pass, our guest passes already printed out. We went to the front desk and they said, oh, they're expecting you. What? Oh, the band members are rehearsing in room 101. So we went back, watched the band rehearse for about 20, 30 minutes. Then we went to the Roach Coach. That's like a food truck type thing. Ate, went back inside, kicked it with the band members. Then we went to the green room and had hors d'oeuvres, drinks, sofa, big screen TV.
Living big, living large.
That was some serious VIP treatment, right? Meanwhile, the other guests are already in the studio. They come get us. We march down to the front two rows, and Jay Leno comes out in his jeans, denim shirt, sneakers, stood on the platform, answered all the questions people had, took pictures of everybody who wanted to take a picture with him, about 20 minutes. So he gave up himself. He's very personable, right? So after that, he does a show and goes back, you know, behind the scenes. I'm backstage, you know, kicking it with everybody. He comes by. Now, mind you, he hadn't seen the artwork yet. We just there as VIP. So, because the drawer was a surprise a week later. Now, do I know he got it? Absolutely. Rain Lindsay is the keyboard player that played on American Idol. He made sure he got it. However, I got a 100% confirmation that Jalen has the artwork from Mr. Sir Frank Cooper, who's the president of the AHAs. It's a comedian award show. And Jay Leno was presented an award from Sir Frank Cooper, the AHAs. And on the phone, he was talking to Jay Leno and says, we have found our official artist for the AHAs. He goes by the name Pencil Man. And Jay Leno says, I know that guy. I have some of his artwork in my house. So,
what?
So no, I know he has it, right?
Wait a minute, he already had art, some of your art?
With the drawing I did of him in his car. The one I
yeah,
did from
yeah,
his car.
I've seen it. Oh my goodness, what a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah, I know, huh? It's crazy.
That is really an omen. So he was comfortable with you being around and all of that.
I was telling people all the time, Kathy, if you in the room, you belong in the room.
That's true. That's a big saying. If you're in the room, you belong in the room.
There were two people, though, in my journey that I was kind of starstruck by, I must admit. Back in 1991, at the same event, it was a musical award show, and Diane Carroll.
Oh, that's big.
Approached me in passing, and she says, "Hello, young man." And I'm like, I froze for a second.
That's that guy thing. She's a right. She's a beautiful yeah. woman. Well, you did say there were two people that made you lose your cool. Who was the second one?
Cap Calloway.
Oh, you did mention him. Did you get a chance to see him perform?
Not live. He was just there that night in his white tux with the long tail.
Yeah, he was known for that.
Just smiling and talking to everybody, wanted to show him some love. I mean, he was so personable and just, you know, a very wonderful type person.
Okay, well, let's talk about Smokey Robinson and Barry Gordy. How did you meet them?
Well, the first occurrence came by me being very aggressive, persistent. I was coming home from my job at the time. I heard that Smokey was having a celebrity golf tournament, his first one in L.A. And I was like, man, that would be nice if I could showcase some artwork at Smokey Robinson's golf tournament. So I get home. I call the station. I think it was 92.3, you know, Soul Channel. And I couldn't get through at first. I finally got through. I made a connection with the person who was in charge of the event, the coordinator. And long story short, I was able to get to the event. I pull up. She says, well, how many pieces do you have? I said, I got quite a few. How many tables do you need? Now, the tables were like $500 a table. And I was like, I really don't got enough for my table.
Did you say $500 a table?
$500 a table. But she says, okay, I need you three tables. I'm like, okay, well, I ain't got no $1,500. But she never mentioned money at all. She gave me three tables. I set up some iconic people came through, Richard Gant, Jack Kay, Lemuel Watts, Ron Glass, Smokey, of course, Berry Gordy, and a very nice day. When they finished golfing, we had lunch, brunch, and everybody started to eat. And Smokey was like, hold on, did anybody say grace? No one said grace? He kept
Wait a minute, so it was like you guys remembered your childhood at that moment.
Exactly.
When you said, say your grace.
Yeah, see, he kept his glass with his spoon and he blessed the food. Then he says, okay, let's commence to eat now. So that was brunch. Then I grabbed the brunch. He came by my booth. And he acquired one of my Tiger Woods prints that I had there. In that same instant, Barry came right behind him and acquired one as well. So to this day, Smokey and Berry Gordy of Motown Records are patrons of the Just Man's artwork.
Whoa. Yeah. Now that's quite a story. I mean, what? So when these things happen for you, do you feel like they were miraculous or by hard work? Or I hear you talk about God, so I think I know you come to glory for everything.
I just look at it as an instant of right place, right time, and being ready for the moment, and just staying ready, you know. And like it feels surreal sometimes, and after when I think about it, but it was all God's doing. I just showed up and let my work speak for itself, and rest is history. So
that is amazing. You know what? You are full of stories like that, and I'm so fascinated by them. We're going to take a break right now, and we will be back with more of Clarence Hunselman Poynter and his amazing art. Stay with us.
The medic, Sergeant First Class E7. We went in the first waves of the deployment. And when I came back, I didn't come back the same way as I left.
I was an 11 Bravo. It's infantry. Deploying is what we sign up to do. You know, fighting wars, protecting civilians back home. I never got to do that, so there's a bit of embarrassment there.
I was the gunner on top of a Humvee, and IED exploded about 10 feet from me.
I have scars that will never go away.
The loneliness and the emptiness that I felt. Suicide was something I thought of every single day.
Still feel weird around the title of veteran.
If you could say anything to that veteran, what would you say?
I would tell any veteran,
you deserve it.
Reach out for help now because it'll change your life.
It takes courage to do that. And you realize you're not alone.
Do you want to tell them? They're here.
You deserve because you served. If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
And we're back. You're watching the Kathy DeLonge Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. I'm having a good time on this episode with a famous artist. His name is Clarence Hunselman Poynter. He's telling us about not only the incredible art, but some of the stories behind the art. So Clarence, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. And during the break, you said you had a little bit more to talk about Barry Gordy. Shoot, tell us about that.
The event with Smokey Robinson's golf tournament was around 2006. So about 10 years later, I had an art exhibit in my small town area, and I made a little video clip, and I posted it on social media. Since one guy saw it, made a comment on it, Jay Jackson is his name. So I noticed he was affiliated with Motown. So I put like a lot of my Motown drawings in my messenger to him to check out. I know he would right away. But within 5 minutes, my phone rings. And he was like, your work is amazing.
That was a good bait.
Hey, no, I go get it. I don't wait for it to come to me. So he was like, we have our annual Strike Fest in November, honoring Fuller Gordy, who's Barry Gordy's brother, who's a professional bowler. And he said, would you be willing to donate some art to the auction? I said, sure. So I donated some art to the auction. I made contact with his very gorgeous niece, Carla, and made arrangements and all good stuff. So I get to the event. The very first person I see practicing was Berry Gordy. Yeah, he was about 85, 86 of age at that time. So I went up to him. Yeah, I went up to him. I said, "Hey, Mr. Gordy, how are you?" He said, "Great." I said, "You don't remember me, huh?" He said, "Your face looks vaguely familiar." I said, "About 10 years ago, at Smokey Robinson Golf Tournament, you were crying with my Tiger Woods friend." He said, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we took a picture, you know, I put on social media. Now, we're not Ace Bone Coons or anything like that, you know, but he knows who I am. And I post that picture on social media. I think I got about 500 likes before the end of the night."
That's amazing. Now, I want to hear how you got to draw the Tuskegee Airmen. Being from near Tuskegee, Alabama, did that have anything to do with it, or being in the Air Force?
Both. See, being in the military, one thing that they harp on is current events. So I knew the movie was coming out, and I was like, I believe it's going to be a big deal. So I'm going to collaborate and create a collage of this image. And I had a friend on social media, G.E. Williams, kind of suggested a few images. And I said, you know, let me just put it together and make it look good. So I incorporated 1, 2, 3, 4 different images as a collage, and I released that drawing the day of the movie. So I was ahead of everyone else trying to create something. I was already done. And I put it out there, and it was a big hit, and I've had two acquaintances of Tuskegee Airmen. Now, one name was Oliver, I can't think of his last name, Goodwill, something like that. He came to my military base for Black History Month. I presented him with my drawings of Nelson Mandela, had gone, and that's conversation. He was the keynote speaker. That was cool. But that's what's even cooler. My little hometown in Alabama has 405 people.
You say 405 people?
To this day.
Everybody's got to be related.
Well, not related, but everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody. Are related.
So, I'm there on vacation, and one of my church members from home, Glenn Davis, said, Mr. Creighton, like to see your Tuskegee Airmen piece that you did. I said, who's Mr. Creighton? It's my neighbor that lives about five houses down. So I took a Tuskegee Airmen print, 16 by 20 size print, to make a couple of dollars. So I'm getting there. And I was featured in the local newspaper, two-page write-up. And when I got there, Mr. Creighton was like, picking my brain, asking my questions, and we had a good conversation about an hour about me. He was elated that I was sitting across from him in his living room having a conversation.
Imagine that. I mean, you're excited about him, and he's equally as excited about
it. I had no idea that he was Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh.
None. He brought a book out. I was flipping through the page of the book. Each page I saw something about Tuskegee Airmen. I was like, Mr. Craig. He said, what's up? I said, are you the Tuskegee Airmen? He said, I was with the tail end of Tuskegee Airmen. The Korean War, I think Vietnam War. I'm not sure what he said exactly. It wasn't World War II. It was after that. I was like, wow. I said, I came here to see, like, a couple of dollars. I'm gonna send you a print. I can't sell a Tuskegee Airmen print. I gotta gift it to you. He said, what do you mean? Gift it to me. I said, you gotta earn it. He said, what do you mean?
Sit around.
I said, well, today's Tuesday. Tomorrow or Thursday, I'm gonna come back. And I need you to clean up get clean shaved and everything, put on your red suit, your blue tie, or the blue tie, and the red suit, either one you want to use, and take a picture holding the artwork that I'm presenting to you. Because no one's going to believe that I actually met and talked, had a 2-hour conversation with Tuskegee Airmen. He said, "This is a deal." So I went back a couple days later, and I think I posted. I know I post a picture of that all over my social media page because, you know, once again, I got had receipts.
You did. And what a moment. You keep getting historic icons that can stay in history forever. And
yes.
That's got to be humbling.
It is. I mean, it's so rewarding and so gratifying. It's just, I don't take it for granted because a lot of artists, they do images, just be doing images. I don't have time for that. I'm too busy. What I do has to have a significant effect, you know, on myself and the observer who's viewing it, you know. And, you know, that's how I roll.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another break and come back. When we come back, I want to know, what inspires you to draw an image? Whether it be an animal, a human being, or a thing, where do you start? So we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll
Sounds
be back
good.
In a moment.
These are the ones, right, Mama?
Yeah, groundling.
Sweet potatoes.
Daddy, it's salty.
Some things come with age.
And some don't. Early detection of Alzheimer's can lead to better care for your loved one.
I'm a United States Marine. When I came home, I became angry. I had migraines and respiratory issues.
I served in the Army. There's a lot more people out there that have gone through more things. I shouldn't go and get those benefits because they had it worse.
If you could say anything to that veteran, what would you say?
Every veteran is deserving the benefits they earned by serving our country.
You deserve because you serve. If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
And we're back. You're watching The Kathy Durant Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. I'm Kathy Irby Durant, and I have an amazing guest tonight. He's a celebrity artist. His name is Clarence Pinkston Pointer. He has elated us with stories about his art and how he met famous people, and just how things turned out for him. In this segment, I want him to do a rapid fire mention of some of the most important, all the art is important, but some of the most memorable pieces he's done. So Clarence, if I say from 1 to 10, can you name some of the most unforgettable drawings you've done? Go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from top to bottom, in no particular order, except for maybe
yeah,
first four or five.
Yeah, 10.
Rosa Parks was number one. Dick Gregory was number two.
Whoa.
Andrew Young was number three. John Carlos, number four. Claudette Robinson, probably number five. The real Coach Boone. From Remembering the Titans, Miss Parker from the movie Friday, Kathleen Bradley, Jane Kennedy, trailblazer in the sports world and actress and all that, Bo Jackson, you know, Hank Dixon, the last original singers of the group of Originals. Made by For Real.
That's
Gene Chandler, singer of the Duke of Earl. Tracy Murray to play UCLA. I'm not missing somebody. It's so many.
Well, you're so, doing real good. Now yeah. I'm about to stop you and ask you how you pulled this one out. You have a famous portrait of President Obama. How did that happen?
Well, the very first one, I've done three, but the very first one was put into my brain by God like a month before the 2008 election. Say the middle of, I would say, the tail end of September, it says, do a drawing of the next president. I was like, we don't know who it's going to be yet. Election not until November 4th. It says it's going to be President Obama. I said, okay. So what I did was, my job, I was employed at the time, and I put out a email. I sent it to like 50 people. I said, I'm thinking about doing this drawing of the next president. Would you buy one? They all said yes. I said, oh, cool. And I said undisclosed so no one could see who was getting it. And then I said, I'm selling it for $100 a piece. 18 by 24, buy one, it wasn't free because I need help with my printing costs. Can you prepay? They all said yes. So by...
How many Friday, people now? How many people?
50 people.
50, okay.
So by Friday, I had made $5,000.
That's not a bad hustle.
I hadn't even started the drawing yet. So now I got to get artwork done. So election night, let me back up. The day before the election, I get laid off my job. I get laid off from my job 12 years. Thank you, Jesus.
You get laid off from your job, made $5,000.
It was a blessing in disguise.
That was a blessing.
It was a relief from bondage, you know. So that was my cushion. So I launched it election night. I lost count on how many prints I sold from election night to inauguration. That was the first image. The second one I did in 2012. I sent a copy to the White House. So I don't wait for anybody to do anything for me. I had certain people say, I know someone in the White House. I know my nieces work there. I said, I'm good. I knew that address myself to the White House. So I sent it myself. And about 3 days before Thanksgiving, I get a letter in the mail. It was a thank you card signed by President Obama and Michelle Obama.
Could you believe it?
I know he had received it because I sent it certified. So, how did I maximize the opportunity? I put the image I drew on a slide with the envelope and the thank you card. I put my social media, and I lost count on how many cups I sold. Just from that personal endorsement, acknowledgement from the president. And people ask me all the time, did he pay for that? Absolutely. Indirectly, the endorsement, acknowledgement, it was beyond a single sale. It was like out there, you know. So
that was. So would you say you made the most money off that print?
Absolutely. I mean, well, that one, the very first one, Tuskegee Airmen one, and I had one called UNT 2, which has, three sets of hands on it, a mother, a father, and a baby's hands. I made each hand a different shade, which represents any part of the world. I call it my international piece.
Yeah, it represents everyone.
Everyone, every nationality, every race, everyone, doesn't matter. It covers all the bases. And people love it. It's in churches, homes, offices, all over the world right now.
Wow. Well, let's talk about some of the places you can find your art. In galleries, online, can you tell us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, online, because my website, which you're going to be sharing, correct?
Oh, I don't mind. Tell us.
Okay. And clarencepointer.net. But then I got art in museums, in D.C. area, I think one of the museums. There's one in Alabama, the Southern Museum of Flight, has one of my Tuskegee Airmen pieces hanging in there. That came from a young lady who bought one for herself and one for her dad. Well, the dad was like, can you send me an extra one? I said, for what purpose? He says, well, I know the curator at the museum in Birmingham called the Southern Flight Settlements in a fight. And I think he would love this Cotillard piece in that museum. So I sent it to him, and lo and behold, he sent me a picture of the curator. They had it framed professionally, hanging it up in the museum in Alabama. But most recently, I've been selected, honored to, you know, either one of those words would work to be a featured artist at a art gallery in Pasadena. It's called the Penthouse Art Gallery, Pasadena. And that came about me doing a rendering of First Jockey to win the Kentucky Derby.
So were you at the Kentucky Derby?
No, but
how did it happen then?
Well, in LA, they always have a viewing party of the race.
Oh,
I got back to the viewing party, and I brought a piece that was relevant to the event. That's what they always tell other artists. If you go to an event, you got plenty of time to create something, do something that's relevant to the event, and it'll get more exposure and more conversation, and you know, right. I won. So I did this one.
So would that fall under the category of giving back?
In this case,
being present. Which one?
Being present. I got a lot of guilt back too. But this was one where just being ready, being equipped to engage in the current moment.
Golden and Vintage has amazing jewelry and watches designed for everyday wear with personalized details, bespoke designs, and vintage-inspired treasures that stand out. It's a truly unique collection built on exceptional craftsmanship, premium materials, and careful finishing, so your jewelry feels as lasting as the memories it marks. Find your signature piece or create a gift they'll never forget at goldenandvintage.com, where you'll get an extra 25% off using the code Kathy at checkout.
Derek, go wash up and grab your sister.
Okay, but first.
Derek.
Where's Grandma?
Hey, Mama.
Ma.
I'm worried about Mom.
Mom? She's fine. These are the ones, right, Mama?
Yeah. Groundlings.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Daddy, it's salty.
Grandma's just getting old. Some things come with age.
And some don't.
Early detection of Alzheimer's can lead to better care for your loved one. Learn the early warning signs at 10signs.org.
So what does your lab look like? When it's time to do your drawings, can it happen in a car, in a studio, in your living room, when you wake up in the morning? When does art hit you? When are you the most inspired? Is there a certain time?
I have no designated space. Anywhere I want to do it, I do it. And the best results, though, is when I get a good night's rest, wake up fresh. Because before, I would try to stay up through the night, messing up, you know. And I go, like, take your butt to bed and get some good rest. Then you wake up fresh, you can concentrate, you can focus, you get more done between 6 and 12 than you could try to stay up through the night.
Yeah. Now, you talked about for a moment someone in the military who kind of helped you take your understanding of your gift to another level.
Right.
It was in Japan.
Right.
What happened in that moment, and why did it hit you in the center of your heart to a point where you elevated?
Well, my thing is this. I knew I always wanted to be an artist. Now, I got derailed in that B I was telling you about earlier, right? But if it's in you, it's God's purpose for you to use it, you can't deny it. It's not a pastor that's been running for being a pastor. And they said, I got the call in, I'll be running. So it's kind of like I had to call in to be an artist, and I was kind of like putting on a shelf. But once I got that reignition from Tony, it was kind of like, okay, I think I can really do this. And that was the nudge. But at the end of that art exhibit-based library, I had a captain. There's two instances happened after Tony. Captain Wade and Kirk Costanza. Captain Wade saw what Tony had done with Billy Will. She was like, look, I want that after the event's over. I said, okay. So we had a potluck at her house. And she said, do you remember our work? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, go get it. I brought it back in. Everyone's there. All Hess Ministries, choir members, ushers, everybody. And she says, well, how much is it? I said, well, $30-$40. She was like, well, that's it? I was like, yeah. She said, $40. I was female. Buddy Johnny, she said, did you hear him, Chuck? I heard him. $40, Chuck, neck moving, you know, like, now I'm thinking, like I said, I thought it was too much at first. She said, if you had said $100, I would have paid you. I said, great. Well, she said, no, I got a good deal. So I think she wrote me out a check, like $75. And she pulled me close to her. She handed me the check. It says, if I ever hear you sing yourself short again, I wear a size 10 female shoe. You understand my drift? I said, yes, ma'am.
So that was motivation.
I'm getting in the mood of, so I'm feeling it some more. So the next weekend, I'm in the park. And my colonel comes by, Colonel Costanza. He didn't say a word, just nod, kept walking. Monday, I go to work on second shift. And he says, my guy, my boss said, Colonel Costanza wants to see you in his office. I said, what? You want to see me for what? He said, I don't know. You must have did something. Well, I don't recall doing anything I should get in trouble for or get an award for. So I go upstairs, Colonel Rose and Secretary sitting there, and Colonel Rose is everybody's guy. I said, Colonel Rose, you know what you want? I don't know. He's cheesing. Griff ear to ear said, I don't know, Horn. I have no idea. Secretary, same thing. He hears me. It's pointing in there? Yes, sir. Get in here. Something like that, he said, right? My knees knocking, armpits sweating. What did I do? I go to his desk. He says, at ease. He said that, I knew I wasn't in trouble.
These the ones, right, Mama?
Yeah, groundling.
Sweet potatoes.
Daddy, it's salty.
Some things come with age.
And some don't.
Early detection of Alzheimer's can lead to better care for your loved one.
So I'm sitting there, and he says, so that was your artwork I saw in the park this weekend? I said, yes, sir. He says, you think you can draw me?
Whoa.
I said, absolutely, I can. He says, how much you want to charge?
You weren't expecting that.
I was not. He said, how much you want to charge me? I said, $150.
Whoa, you went up.
Hey, Cat Wade told me if I sell myself short and she hear about it.
She's going to hang her foot in your butt.
I said, $150. Good God. Okay. So I was like, well, I need half now and half when I get done.
Listen at you.
He said, you don't trust me? I said, I trust you. But I got to get supplies and, you know, extras, et cetera, et cetera.
You want to do it right.
Right. He says, okay. He says, well, I need it for my wife for Mother's Day. That's already the first week of March. And, Mother's Day is in May. I said, well, I believe I have time to get it done. I know I will have time to get it done if the next 2 weeks we're not busy at work. I work on the art project. He was like, you're pushing it. But okay. So he said, come back tomorrow and pick up your check. And I came back the next day, my checks, my money, but I went back to my job downstairs that same evening. Everybody from day shift is still there. Want to know what he wants. I'm like, oh, this is what we do.
He thought you were in trouble.
Yeah. I said, he said, when we do a drawing of him for the wife of Mother's Dance Hall, but he said, for the next 2 weeks, don't bother me unless you guys are really busy. That's not what he said. But they weren't going to call him and ask him that. So for 2 weeks, all I did was his artwork and my fantasy.
And floated around like a rock star. That's
right.
Awesome.
So I finished it. I came back to his office. He was very impressed with it. And, you know, that was the start of me really getting back into my art again. That nudge, that push, that shove from Tony, the encouragement from Calvin Wade, and being commissioned by my colonel of my squadron. That was tops.
So the military is a big part of your beginning as a commercial artist. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have 3 minutes for you to give some advice to our up-and-coming artists and tell us what keeps your feet on the ground. And so we'll be back in a moment with Clarence Musselman Pointer. You don't want to miss the close of the Kathy Dumont Show. We'll be back in a moment.
Golden and Vintage has amazing jewelry and watches designed for everyday wear with personalized details, bespoke designs, and vintage-inspired treasures that stand out. It's a truly unique collection built on exceptional craftsmanship, premium materials, and careful finishing, so your jewelry feels as lasting as the memories it marks. Find your signature piece or create a gift they'll never forget at goldenandvintage.com, where you'll get an extra 25% off using the code Kathy at checkout.
And we're back. You're watching the Kathy DeLong Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio TV on the iHeart Network. And, well, we've been having a time, as they say, with my guest, Clarence Musselman Pointer. He's taken us on a journey with how his art began, how his career started off, and just some of the amazing pieces he's done and what they mean to him. In this segment, the last segment of the show, he's going to tell us about what he's working on now and give us some advice to up-and-coming artists. So Clarence, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. I've enjoyed you so much. And as we wrap up this segment and the show, I'd like for you to start with what you got coming out now. What's the latest events with you? And then if you can close with a message to up-and-coming artists and what keeps your feet on the ground, that would be great.
I can do that. Well, the things that are in motion right now, I'm the artist for the Yahas that I mentioned before. And I've been selected to furnish an entire museum. My own work.
What a big deal.
I think it's maybe the first time in history that happened. No, I'm not sure.
And where is it located?
It's going to be in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas?
Right. And images in the museum are comedy images. It's not going to just be individuals. It's going to be scenes from my kind of show. I just finished the first one of the probably 20 or 30 going to be doing.
You said our kind of shows like the Jeffersons and
the very first one actually is Bunkers and the Jeffersons. George, Archie, Weezy, and Edith are in this particular drawing, right? So that's my mama, what's happening, you know, Good Times, Maude, a bunch of iconic
some of my old favorite shows. Maude.
So that's, you know, something that I'm looking forward to.
Did you say three is company?
So probably three is company could be in there too.
Yeah, I like that.
So about 20 or 30 of those pieces.
Congratulations on that.
So
your art is going to be part of a gallery, and then you have a book coming out?
My book is already out. It's among the most popular books on the planet. I must say so.
What is it called? What is it called?
Pencil Man, Volume 1, 2025, first edition.
And great dimensions.
Well, the book is more of a coffee table kind of book. And Zion has a lot of artwork in the book, a bio, tribute to the wife, stuff like that. But the cover, as I said, inside is like seasoning and side dishes. And the cover is the meat and potatoes. It's an image of myself. It's a graphic designed. But the cover is QR coded. So if you scan the cover, it goes to my online presence. About 40 interviews, art exhibits, slideshows, social media outlets. Everything you want to know about me covers the gateway to my complete journey. Because it's more, I call it.
It's amazing.
Literature in motion.
Yeah. I'm so happy you took the time to sit down with me. This has been such a good interview. And in closing, can you give an up-and-coming artist some advice on how to get started, how to stay in the game, and how to believe in yourself?
Yeah, first thing, don't be scared.
Don't be scared?
Don't be scared. You know, and one thing, I ask this question a lot. I said, have you ever had an article in the newspaper? If you had an art exhibit? Anything like that, most of them say no because they're afraid that someone's going to show up. They're afraid of hearing no. You're going to hit no's throughout your life. You're going to have obstacles, circumstances, dilemmas, situations. All that stuff is going to arrive in your journey. You got to know how to respond to that, not react to it. Respond to it is that, okay, let it bounce off your shoulders and live to see another day. Go ahead and embark on another opportunity, because opportunity will always come. You got to be receptive when they come and know what is an opportunity, what's not an opportunity. All doors are meant for you to go through. Some are meant to be closed, so another better door is open on the other side. So, stay in the game, stay persistent, stay relevant, because I don't care how good you are. I could be one of the best artists in the play. That might be true. But if no one knows I exist, nothing going to happen. So
that's true.
And one thing I would say, go to your local Chamber of Commerce. I say, I didn't even do this. But it's something I would have done if I had thought about it. Go to the local Chamber of Commerce in your town, your city. Get a itinerary for all the events that year. And pick and choose.
Yeah, get on the radar. Get on the radar with them.
Right.
Well,
right.
We cannot let this interview go by without making a quick mention about the wind beneath your wings, the wife. Let's talk about her. 34 years of marriage. What's her name? And how did y'all make it work?
Well, her name is Michelle A. I call her Michelle A.
Michelle A. Okay.
Michelle A. And it'd be 34 years next month.
Nice.
But the key, communication, you know, that's the main thing. You know, our love and trust, that should be automatic. But communication is the thing that people need to work on for longevity. That's my key word is communication.
Well, that is so great. Well, I've said thank you throughout this interview, but I'm going to thank you once more for being a guest. This has been so good. And I wish you all the best. And for those of you who watch this show from around the world, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. My guest, Clarence Pencilman Pointer, was incredible. So for him and I, thank you so much for watching. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Right. Take care.